Reading. Iron has always been the backbone of industry, as evidenced by the phrase, "Iron is the nation," by Otto von Bismarck, 1815 to 1898, Chancellor of the Kingdom of Prussia and the German Empire. It is no exaggeration to say that since the Iron Age, human civilization has been accompanied by the history of iron, as structures and social infrastructure made of large amounts of iron are indispensable for the survival of large numbers of people. Tracing back the history of iron and mankind, the period is divided into the Stone Age, Bronze Age, and Iron Age, based on the material of the tools used by the ancient Orientals. This classification system has been proposed on the basis of pre-European history, and it is generally accepted that the ancient Orientals began using iron tools about 3,200 years ago, when they entered the Iron Age from the Bronze Age, or around 1,200 BC. The beginning of the Iron Age, or the history of iron making, however, may need to be rewritten much earlier in archaeological history. In September 2017, the Middle East Culture Center Anatolian Archaeological Institute, which has been excavating at the Kaman Kalahoyuk site in Turkey since 1986, discovered multiple iron-making related materials from the early Bronze Age strata dating from 2250 to 2500 BC. This totally unexpected discovery suggests that iron production may have already begun during this period. The history of iron and mankind is likely to be even longer. While it is very interesting to trace the history of man and iron back to ancient times, it is even more important to look at their present and future relationship. Iron ore, the raw material of iron, is iron oxide. So, to produce iron ore must be reduced using carbon, which releases carbon dioxide. Since about 2 tons of carbon dioxide are generated to produce 1 ton of iron, the industry is increasingly using hydrogen instead of carbon in consideration of environmental issues. Currently, carbon dioxide emissions from the steel industry account for 38% of Japan's industrial sector, and will undoubtedly have an impact on achieving carbon neutrality in 2050. In European countries, steelmakers, automakers, and others are cooperating to launch green steel projects to address both supply and demand. If Japan does not accelerate the efforts to decarbonize its steel industry, it will no longer be able to lead the competition in the global market. In the history of iron and mankind, there seems to be a mission to decarbonize the industry at this very moment.